This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, it is so exciting to bring you the daily devotional, Knowing Jesus. That is what we're looking at, and we're at part 13. I know I said on yesterday's broadcast that we were at part 13. In fact, it was part 12. It's me that's getting it all wrong. I checked the figures and I notice it is part 13 today. We're looking today at Romans, the 15th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 13. That's Romans, the 15th chapter, and verse 13. Are you almost there? Good. Romans, the 15th chapter and verse 13 says these words. Paul is praying here and he says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. What has this got to do with knowing Jesus? I'll tell you exactly. If we have trust in Almighty God, if we have trust in Jesus Christ, then it's quite clear to me that if we trust him, we must know him. Think about someone close to you right now. Think about a person in your life right now that you trust, that you totally and utterly trust. Think about that person and think who they are to you. I'm not even going to make any suggestions, whether it's a husband or wife or a brother or sister or a friend or whatever it is, makes no difference. But what I will say this, think of that one person that you really trust. Think about that person that you would trust with your life. Have you got someone in mind? Okay, now I'm going to ask you this question. That person that you have in your mind, do you love them? See, I already know the answer. The answer is a resounding yes. Now think of that person that you completely trust and love and picture them in your mind's eye. The closeness and love you feel for that person is because you can speak to them on a regular basis. You have a relationship with them. You're talking to them all the time. Now think of this. Your relationship with Jesus has to be that and more. Your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ has to be like that relationship you have with that person that you trust and that you love. But your relationship with Jesus has to be even more. You see, oftentimes I'll speak to someone and I'll say, do you love the Lord? And they say, yeah, I love the Lord very much. Do you trust in him? Yeah, I trust the Lord. I trust in Jesus. So why are you scared? Why is there fear in your life? Why do you turn your back on Jesus? Why do you walk away from him? Ah, but even Peter did that. Even Peter turned his back on Jesus And as Peter turned his back on Jesus and said, "No, I don't know you. I don't know him. I've never seen him before in my life. I haven't got a clue who that person is." When Jesus was being taken to court. And the reason? Peter was scared. Peter was really frightened because he didn't want to be crucified along with Jesus. He wanted to hide in the background. He was scared of the implications, of the ramifications even. But at that time, Peter hadn't been imbued with the Holy Spirit. But I tell you this, when Paul met with Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he saw Jesus, within 3 days, he was released from that blindness that he had, and he was on fire for Jesus, and he totally loved him, and he totally trusted him. Jesus was all he thought about, all he cared about, and that is why he did the work that he did, because he was passionate. And I'm sure of this. As Paul lived his life, he felt the joy and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he trusted in him. And Paul is advocating that right now. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then Paul says, then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now this is the point. Are you going to make a declaration today that you trust him? Because if you say this with me right now, David, I trust him. Then you've got to walk forward from this day forward, and you have to trust him. When you face all sorts of difficulties, when you see all sorts of things crumbling around you, when you don't know what's going on, when you're in the storm of life, you need to trust him. I was talking the other day, and I was talking about Jesus when he was in the boat with the disciples. And a storm came up, and the disciples were so scared, they were so frightened. And Jesus said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And his response was to rebuke the wind, and then he said, "Silence, be still." As you go through that storm, and as you trust in Jesus, as Jesus said, "Silence, be still," so silence and stillness will happen in your strife, in the problems you're going on through, with all the problems you're having, with whatever it is, with conflict in your life. Rest assured that Jesus will declare over that situation, "Silence, be still." Why? Because you trust in him. And what he will do is at that moment fill you full of his joy and peace. And I believe that's why James said in James, the first chapter and the second verse, "Consider it pure joy when you go through trials of many kinds." Because if you trust in Jesus, then you must know this. With that trust comes such reward. With that trust, as Paul tells you right now, comes peace and joy. So I want you to make a declaration. I want you to say, "Jesus, I trust in you." I want you to declare it out loud, not in your head. I want you to declare it out loud now. If you can speak, that is what I want you to say. "Jesus, I trust in you." Say it again. "Jesus, I trust in you." And now say it with confidence, and say it with determination, and say it with love. "Jesus, I trust in you." Are you saying that now? Are you saying it out loud? "Jesus, I trust in you." Have you said those words? Did you say it with love? for now, we are going to do something else. We're going to pray. Father, I pray for those wonderful, beloved children of yours who have said those words, Jesus, I trust in you. Father, I pray, in Jesus' name, as they make that declaration, that you pour into them supernatural love, supernatural joy, and a peace that passes all understanding. Fill them now, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Just sense that now. Just sense it. As you are sitting, standing, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever the situation in your life, as you say those words, Jesus, I trust in you, sense that the Holy Spirit is pouring into you joy and peace and love. Joy, peace, love. Pouring into your life now. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh no, I haven't finished. Oh no. No. I haven't finished yet. Because I know someone who is listening to this broadcast right now has been going through a really tough time. Because they haven't had confidence. You have not had any confidence in your life. All the way through your life, it's been tempered, it's been pulled back, and your confidence has been whittled away until now you have no confidence. None. Well, if you've just said those words, if you have just said, Jesus, I trust in you, I know that joy and peace and love is pouring into your life. But look what Paul says. It says, as that is happening, then you will overflow. You will overflow. I can't stop saying the word. You will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that confident hope is absolutely that, total confidence. You already have hope. But that hope was not confident because you have no confidence in your life. But now, beloved, God is pouring confident hope into your life. And as I am bringing this word, I am sensing lives changing dramatically now in Jesus' name. Wherever you're listening, if you're listening on Worship Radio 247, the live broadcast, if you're listening to the repeat sometime over the weekend or later on today, or if you're listening to this particular message on our podcast, it doesn't matter. I just know that I know that I know that your life is being changed, inextricably changed. And it is because of Jesus. It's not because of David. It's not because I brought this word. It's nothing to do with me. All the glory for what God Almighty is doing goes to our Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.